Okay, we end with something a little different in our music feature today, because we are not talking about an individual artist or an individual band, but rather an African supergroup of sorts. I mean, remember the days of Band Aid and USA for Africa, where we saw dozens of top recording artists coming together to collaborate on a fundraising single for famine relief, for example. Well, this time, it's Africa helping itself with a bunch of artists from all over the continent, and in fact, a few from outside the continent as well, coming together in similar fashion to record not just a track, but an entire album with a message of hope and unity in the time of COVID-19. They call themselves the Solidarity Express. Some of the local performers include Cindy Alter of Clout fame, Anne Messina of the Soweto Gospel Choir, Andre Creel from the Black Cat Bones, Peter Jumba from the DRC is on drums. There's vocalist Tamani Mbeya from Malawi, and Fali Kuyate from Guinea in West Africa. Tim Finn from Crowded House, there's a blast from the past I'm very happy to hear again. He's part of the project, as is British producer Phil Manzanera, who worked with David Gilmour and Roxy Music, amongst others. So it is a real who's who of music on this continent and beyond. And their first album, Radio Ubuntu, was released last month. Today we're going to play you the single, The Healing, in a few minutes' time. But first, let's hear the story of how this supergroup came to form. With me on the line is Dan Chiarboli, who is founder and co-executive producer of the Solidarity Express. Dan, great to have you with us this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. That's wonderful. And hi to Cape Talk, one of my favorite stations. And here we are in a very chilly Jersey.
Oh, sorry, because the sun is shining, pretending to be summer here in Cape Town, Dan, just to rub it in. But appreciate you making time for us from the Big Smoke. I mean, tell us about how this project came about.
Well, I think the concept started off when Phil and I were on tour in Italy with our Liberation Project group. And we had reached the end of the tour. We had a wonderful 17-concert tour in Italy. And we were sitting in a little piazza in Rome with our European manager. And, it was a sort of a microcosm of what was happening in the world around us. So there was just bad news all over. All these dictators, all these right-wing despots, the xenophobia back in South Africa. And we thought, we've done the political, we've blown our horn on the political side. And the Liberation Project was effectively playing struggle songs from freedom songs from Cuba, South Africa, and my native Italy, the partisan resistance songs from where I was born. Mm-hmm. And we just really felt that we needed a feel-good something. And so the Solidarity Express was born. And it was really a kind of a movement, in a sense, whereby we just needed people to start feeling happy with ourselves. And then a month later, COVID struck. So it made it even more important to come out as artists and say, guys, we're in this together. It's about unity. It's about standing together. It's about feeling good about what we want to do in the future. And to have a voice, however small and humble and idealist, to try and create something good for the creative sector around the world. And that's pretty much where the idea sort of began. I came back to South Africa and we said, okay, where do we go to from here? And Phil was very keen on bringing guys that he had worked with around the world to feature on various songs. And that'll be the basic ferment going forward with the Solidarity Express. It'll be a core of South African musicians and then bringing in international artists from around the world who feel the same way about the solidarity and unity and goodwill movement.
The challenges of recording an album when the whole world is in lockdown and your artists are scattered around the globe are quite special. Dan, at the same time, never before has the world learned how much can be achieved through virtual conferencing and sharing of stuff by cyberspace. How did you actually physically manage to record this album?
Well, it was really tough, but, triumph and adversity. What we wanted to do was to create a live sound. We wanted to move away from the computer-generated sounds that pre-emanated and moved into COVID because it was the easiest way of doing it. But we were set on our way to try and not reinvent, but to get the emotion and the soul of the original Stax and Motown record, which was recorded as a live band. And there's the rub. It was really difficult. We knew what musicians we wanted. Everybody was handpicked. You know, we had worked with all the musicians, and everybody bought into it. But trying to get everybody into the studio at the same time was a real challenge. That was the hardest part of the recording, but we didn't want to compromise. We wanted to get that sound where you could also almost hear that a band was playing in your living room or in your lounge, in your house. We want to capture that emotion, and that was really important for us to put together. And I'm really glad, and I say this humbly, that I think we've managed to capture that sound.
We'll leave it there, Dan, so we've got time to play the song for our audience. You've been listening to Dan Kyrboli, the founder and co-executive producer of the Solidarity Express. They're the supergroup behind the album called Radio Ubuntu, and this is the single, The Healing. The Healing. It's off an album called Radio Ubuntu by Solidarity Express, and you'll find it on all of the major streaming platforms. If you simply Google Radio Ubuntu Solidarity Express, you'll find there, and you can go and explore and listen to the rest of it on your own time.